Hi, friends. You are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and I'm so glad that you are joining us today in this bonus series that I'm calling Fall into Creativity. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. And this is a bonus series. It's not taking the place of our normal two a week episodes. I did give the introduction to this whole series a spot on our normal calendar, but the rest, these are just all out at the same time for you to do at your own pace. And then we will continue with our two episode a week where I'm interviewing other women who are raising kids with special needs or an expert in the field or chatting on a topic, you know, the normal thing. This, I'm just sliding right in there and dumping them all, not dumping them, that sounds bad, but you know, publishing them all at once so that people can move at their own speed. And I would encourage you, if you're hopping on to this one first, to really go back, listen to the introduction of the series, and then segment one, segment two, segment three. These are all creative ideas that are high impact for a small amount of time, a small amount of resources. All right. I can't wait to see what everyone's creating. Remember, I've said it before, I am recording this right now, the day before my daughter goes into surgery, and I think I unconsciously chose this series to happen during the recovery because I'm going to be doing the same stuff. We're going to be hunkered down at the house, I would imagine. Hopefully we'll be here, and I will be doing these myself and posting them, and I would love to see what you're doing. And of course, it's not about perfection, although I think all of these are going to be perfect, but it's not about making something that... It's about the process. It's about the process. So we've done the first three segments. Here's segment four. Mod Podge, a vase or a mug or a jar or something. Okay. You may not have Mod Podge in the house and you may not know what I'm talking about. If you have it, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't need it. Get some glue, like some Elmer's glue, not permanent, not like crazy, crazy glue. Like you need just the typical, you know, glue that your kindergartner is going to take to school. Take that. I used to do this all the time as a kid. This is how I would make all my Christmas presents for my family. And I haven't done it in a while, so I can't wait to do this. You're going to take some glue. You're going to mix it with some water. You could do this in just a plastic cup. Doesn't matter. And the ratio, you'll figure out the right ratio. You don't want it to be thick. You know, you want it to be pretty thin. And you want the glue to be a glue that dries clear. And although some Elmer's glue that dries white, I've done it with it as well, and it kind of adds a cool effect depending on the consistency you make it. This is all up to you. And then find something you already have in the house. Maybe it's a vase. Maybe it's a flower pot. Maybe it's a glass that you drink out of. Now, you're not going to want to drink out of it later. But, you know, maybe you're like, this is just a random one in here. I could make this a pencil holder. Maybe it is a pencil holder you already have. You know, come up with something, hard surface. And then I used to use newspaper a lot. You can use paper bags. Paper bags are really cool because it kind of makes it look older and kind of crinkly. Magazine clippings. Now I've done them, you know, maybe it's a frame. I've done them where I take words out of magazines and I do it like that. Normally what I would do is just find pictures I liked or colors I liked or pieces of paper that I thought were cool. And you can, if you want it to look kind of cleaner, you can cut them. I've always just torn them, torn strips out. But I suppose if you're doing like a word thing, then you'd want to cut it. Unless you're really good at tearing where you want to tear. And if you want it to look older or have a different texture, crumple it up and then tear it apart. So you get all these crinkles in the paper. And then I would dip the piece of paper in this mixture and then put it on the glass and just keep layering it, or the flower pot or whatever it is, the wooden frame, whatever you're doing. Layer it till you get it the way you want it. And then take your brush, take a brush, or if you don't have a brush, just use your hands even, and do one final once over with that mixture of glue. And you're done. Let it dry. And you can use it for anything. You could use it for keeping paper clips in. You could use it for, depending on what you've done, maybe that's where you put your bills. I mean, just think about, maybe it's a flower vase. Think about all the things you could do for it or use it for. And again, it's about the process. And I'm excited to see what you create. So that's segment four, Mod Podge something. That's the term I use, but you know what I mean. And there is Mod Podge out there that you buy, which I have some. But you know what I'm going to probably do is just the glue mixture, because that takes me back to how I used to make them. And I think that's a lot of fun. Half the fun for me is creating that mixture. So Godspeed. I can't wait to see what you do. Tag me at Mary Susan McConnell on Instagram or on Facebook, Mary Susan McConnell. And visit me at my website at marysusanmcconnell.com. If you want to grab that free coloring book download, I haven't mentioned in a while, but I have a free inclusive coloring book that would be great to print off for your kids during this fall season. It includes things like a wheelchair, kids with and without special needs, or with and without visible special needs, I should say. There's a trach, there's a hospital scene. All of it is very, very happy. And it was made with the help of an illustrator. So don't worry, because I would not, it would not be nearly as exciting if I had hand drawn this. So an illustrator helped me do it. It's totally free. You can download that off my website at Mary Susan McConnell. So heck, maybe it's you're Mod Podging something while the kids are coloring that. And I call it the Dream Team Coloring Book. So that's where you can find it. Godspeed, everybody. I can't wait to hop into segment five.